I pray that you will lift Clayton up in your prayer. This has not been an easy decision for him, and it is certainly not an easy decision for us as a church. I ask you to pray for our church. Pray that we are able to find someone that can fill his position. He will never take his place. But we just pray that we can find one that will fill his position. So please pray for Clayton, pray for our church. Do we have any other announcements that we need to make today? All right, let's have, honoring our fathers, we're going to be doing that all the way through the service. So rather than at this time, I think Jonathan probably caught most of you as you were coming in the door. If not, he will catch you on the way out, I'm sure. He has a small gift from our church for each of our fathers. But other than that, we're going to do that the rest of the church, at the rest of the service. At this time, we will have the chiming of the hour. Would you please stand with us as we sing Blessed Assurance? The words will be on the screen for those of you that might be at home. It's hymn number 369.
Thank you.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. At this time, we want to lift our prayers, our concerns, and our praises up to God. Do we have any prayer requests that or praises? I have one praise. I don't know if you all saw, but Jobel's back with us today, and that's very much a praise. Glad to have her. She has had a rough row the last few weeks. I don't know why she still has that cat around. Do we have any other praise reports or concerns? Yes, Pat.
I'd like for our pastors, we all might update them for the rest of the months ago.
Or do you know when you're going to have surgery, Pat? Not yet. Okay. Well, let's remember Pat Brown as she's facing surgery on her other leg. Bless her heart. Do continue to remember Wanda. Wanda is still having a terrible time getting around with her knees. And it's not really the knees as much as the tendons and the muscles all around it. And she is really having a difficult time. So please continue. Remember our Clayton, because he's been dealing all week with a sinus infection. Is that what they've called it, or some kind of bug anyways? Do what? Oh, he's on new medicine for it, and it's not agreeing with him. So please continue to remember him. We're glad to see Becky's doing such a wonderful job getting up here with us in the choir, too. Do we have any others? Okay. And as I said earlier, please continue to remember our church. We are struggling, as you all know, membership-wise, financially, and now losing Clayton on top of everything else. We just pray that you will be with us in our prayers and just lift our church up to God. We bow at this time, please. Our dear Heavenly Father, first of all, we thank you for this beautiful day and for the blessings of it. We thank you that we do have the privilege to come to your house, to gather together for fellowship, and more importantly, to worship you, Lord. We lift this church up to you. We've kind of gone by our own way for a long time. We just pray that you will help us to look to you for the guidance that we need to turn your church around here at Rockwood United Methodist Church. Help us to grow together in your love and in your spirit. Let any any problems that are there, Lord, any hurt feelings, Help us to put that all aside, Lord, and remember that we are here for you. We're here to spread your love to our community. Lord Jesus, we lift the prayer request up to you today. We pray that you will be with both Pat and Wanda as they are struggling with knee injuries and knee problems and are facing possible surgeries. We pray that you will heal Clayton, Lord. Give him give him the power to be able to come back from this. And Lord Jesus, we just thank you for the recovery that we're seeing in JoBelle and in Becky, Lord. And we just thank you for everything. We also ask you that you touch Larry in the time that he's having. We just pray that you will continue to give him the strength to face each day. Lord Jesus, we thank you for everything that you have given us. But more importantly, we thank you for the gift of your Son and the sacrifice that was made for all of our sins. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. And I forgot the Lord's Prayer, didn't I? Let's bow in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, which art in heaven, would be thy name. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. All right, we'll ask you to stand again as we sing Trust and Obey, hymn number 467, if you have a hymn book.
Thank you.
Thank you. You may be seated. At this time, we want to do the presentation of our tithes and our offerings to the Lord. Again, we are simply, because of COVID protocol, we are still doing the offering, the little baskets for our offering. There's one at the back door. There's one at this door. You're also welcome to stop by the church and give that to Wanda when she is in on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Or our mailbox is a secured mailbox, so if you want to come by and put your offering in an envelope and put it into the mailbox, it is sealed and no one can get to it except for Wanda, who has the key. But just please remember that our church is struggling and we need everybody to step up. We've got to pay our bills. We have lost back down to a part-time pastor. Now we've lost our music director, so we will be looking for another organist music director. We have to have the money to be able to do that, folks. So we need desperately for you to step up and help this church out. If you've loved this church at all, please help us. At this time, let's just pray over our offering, please. Our dear Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for this church and what it means in our lives. We pray that you will help us to always remember that we do have things that we support and we need to give our offering to you. And Lord, we lift those offerings to you and we pray that you will bless, as little as it may be, we pray that you will bless it and multiply it by many times. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. We're going to ask you to stand with us one more time as we sing Jesus Calls Us, hymn number 398, for those of you that may have a book. Please stand.
Is that right?
Okay.
No?
Well, that's what's in the bulletin. That's what was in the bulletin.
Yeah, it's supposed to be after the message.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
you. I'll meet you seated. I knew I was going to do that before it was over with. Sorry. Sorry I messed up, but I was going by the bulletin. All right. As I said, this morning, our guest speaker unfortunately had to cancel out on us. So we are going to just do a short devotion for you. Before I start the devotion, Keith has a video that he is going to show us.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And then he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. Said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. I've long since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time there.
Father's Day, just like Mother's Day, is a day of mixed emotions. For those of us that still have their father, it's a good time. We can spend those days together. We can do like this. We can just sit and talk. You know, we've got a wonderful time. For those of us who've lost our fathers, sometimes it's a sad day. You know, you think about the times that you did wait up all night till he got home from work just so that you could see him. Or those times that you went hunting when you don't like to hunt just so you could be with your dad. Been there, done that. But it's just, it's a difficult day for some people, and it's a day to praise. To praise God for the wonderful memories that we do have with our Father. Our scripture this morning comes from Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 8, if I can see. Don't do anything for selfish purposes, but with humility, think of others as better than yourselves. Instead of each person watching out for his own good, watch out for what is better for others. Adopt the attitude that was in Christ Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, he did not consider being equal with God something to exploit, but he emptied himself by taking the form of a slave and by becoming like human beings. When he found himself in the form of human, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. I have just a short devotion that I would like to share with you, and this is called Mirror Image. It's by a lady named Kathy Schultz. Saturday was grass cutting day. This is a chore that I dreaded because I lacked the strength to start my own lawnmower. Since some tasks are easier for men, and starting a lawnmower is probably one of them, sometimes I do succeed in getting it started, but not this one particular day. You know, you've heard the saying that women can do almost anything a man can. Well, that sounds pretty good, but sometimes it doesn't work out that way, does it? God has created all of us differently. On this morning, the author said, I had time to complain to God about my predicament. But then I saw my neighbor in his yard, and I quickly went over to him to ask if he would start the lawnmower for me. My neighbor, Mike, stopped, and he came right over to help. Well, the youngest of his children, 3-year-old Ross, was standing with him. And I watched that little boy follow right behind him, almost matching him step by step. This time, the lawnmower wouldn't start even for Mike. So he immediately went to get his tools to fix the problem. As he started to his garage, so did his little boy. He returned with a few tools in hand, and walking with him, holding some of his play toys, was Ross. Mike stooped down and he began looking at the lawnmower, unscrewing nuts and bolts, with Ross stooping right beside him, imitating everything he did. It was a picture that I will carry with me for a long time. Father and son sharing a very special bond. In a few moments, the oldest son joined the pair fixing the lawnmower. Christopher looked at me, and with great confidence in his dad's ability, he said, "If it can be fixed, my dad can do it." I was observing the father's bond with the eldest, as well as the youngest child. Well, through this story, God showed me a few nuggets of truth right there in my own front yard. First of all, I need to be childlike, just as those two boys were with their father. Ross, the youngest one, walked right with his dad every step of the way, got his tools, even though they were play toys, tools. He got in there and he was working with his dad step by step. He trusted his father enough to want to be with him every step of the way. And then you have Christopher, who had all the confidence in the world in his dad's ability. Sometimes I wonder if we have enough confidence in our Father's ability to take care of our situation here at the church and in our own lives. We need to think about that. Do we have that same childlike faith and that same childlike confidence in our Father to take care of our problems. Matthew 18:3 says, I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like these little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. The second one says, I am to imitate my heavenly Father, just like the youngest one did his earthly dad. I need to be close to him, watching and learning. 1 Peter 2:21 says, For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving an example for you to follow in his steps. Do we imitate Christ in our everyday lives? Sometimes I wonder if we do. Sometimes I wonder if I do. I'm talking to me. I wonder if I do imitate Christ. Do I have that same love for everyone that Christ had? You know, Christ took a lot of criticism from the Jewish people in his day because he ate with sinners. You know, his disciples were not the high-class people. They were fishermen. One of them was even a tax collector. But they were the ones that were chosen by Christ to spread his gospel. Do we love everyone the way Christ did? And then the third one, like the oldest son, I need to have the confidence in my heavenly Father. I know my God can fix anything. The son's confidence in his dad was based on knowing him and seeing him fix things before. Have you ever been in a crisis before? How did you survive that crisis? We're in a crisis in our church. But I have the confidence that we, if we trust God and we have faith in him, he is going to bring us out of this crisis. But we have to believe that God is going to turn us around. And we have to follow in Christ's steps, follow his example, love everyone the way we should be loved, the way they should be loved, excuse me. Christopher had been where the youngest was now sitting. He'd grown up walking beside. My video has failed, but I don't know what to do to fix it, so I'm not going to worry about it. He had been where the youngest was now sitting. As I said, he had walked every step of the way with his dad. He had worked with him side by side, even if he had his own little play toys. He had been there, and he knew without a doubt that his dad could fix it if it had been fixed, could be fixed. And we have seen enough of what God has done in this church, in our community, in our world, and in our own lives to know that God can fix it if we just listen to what he wants us to do. Do I have the same confidence in God? Do you have the same confidence in God? Do we know that our Heavenly Father as well as those two boys knew their earthly dad? Hosea 6:3 says, Oh, that we might know the Lord. Let us press on to know him. He will respond to us as surely as the arrival of dawn or the coming of rains in early spring. It won't happen unless I do as they did. I need to spend time with my dad. I need to watch what he is doing. I need to listen to what he is saying and then do as he does. John 5:19, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. We can do nothing unless we let God lead the way. My prayer is that I can learn to do just like those two little neighbor boys did with their earthly father. I want to be the mirror image of my Father and his Son. Let's remember to have confidence for God in our needs. We have seen him fix things before, and we know he can do it again. He has even fixed us in that he saved us so that we can live with him for all eternity. We have great reason to be confident. And I think Keith has another video for us.
Soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I'd done wrong. Daddy's hands were always gentle, but I don't understand. There was always love in Daddy's hands.
Sorry. I just want to charge you all You know, no matter what our experience with our father was, our earthly father, we know that our heavenly father will never let us down. He will always be there with us. So I ask you to lift up and take your father's hands. Let him lead our church and our individual through our individual lives or through our life. I don't know a benediction. I didn't think about getting one of those, but just let me end in prayer, if you don't mind. And bow our heads, please. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for our time together. We thank you for our earthly fathers and what they meant in our lives, but we thank you more importantly that we have you, and that if we will have our faith and have our confidence in you, we can make it through. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Thank you.